ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। दिस अट्रैक्शन बिटवीन द टू अपोजिट सेक्सेस एंड द रिलेशनशिप, डिफरेंट पीपल हैव ट्राइड टू गिव डिफरेंट एक्सप्लेनेशंस अबाउट दिस टॉपिक, अबाउट दिस रिलेशनशिप, एंड इन देयर ओन मैनर they may be right, but our concern is to consider something or almost everything from the spiritual point of view only, because our only aim is to realize the truth, the final truth of existence, of life. Somebody asked a question from a realized saint. The question was whether somebody should marry or not, whether there should be relationship between male and female or not. That was the question. In India particularly, it revolves around marriage. In many countries it does not, because then marriage is many times replaced by partnership, that is having the relationship without the legal institution of marriage. So this was the question. The saint replied that if somebody is able to transcend this temptation of sex without relationship, without marriage, there is no necessity of marriage. The question is how to go beyond this attraction, how to transcend this sexual urge, how to become free of it. So if somebody can do it only through the power of thought, thinking, analyzing and disciplining oneself, there is no necessity of marriage or relationship, because the aim is to realize the self. But if somebody feels that it is not possible simply by analysis, by thought, by self-training, then one can have the partnership. If one can do it oneself, one need not marry. Then somebody else asked, if people don't marry, how this world will go on? Because children will not born and this world may come to an end, the human race. The saint said, you don't worry about the world, somebody else is responsible for the world, you be responsible for your self-realization. You get realized, somebody else is looking after the world. You have not been given the responsibility that this world should go on like this. The reply was correct, 100%, because we have got an opportunity as human beings to reform ourselves and to find out the final truth. So, the only purpose of relationship between male and female is to transcend this attraction and realize the self. There is no other aim. When this relationship is there for this purpose, then human beings develop from inside, from within. They attain freedom, liberation, happiness and peace. When the aim of opposite sexes is simply to enjoy, they accumulate more bondage, degrade themselves, fall down, and unhappiness is unavoidable then, conflict and unhappiness. So that is the first thing, the most important thing, to understand what is the purpose, what is the aim. God created both the sexes for certain purpose. The purpose is very deep. Those who have studied in depth, they say, there is not a man without a woman inside, and there is not a woman without a man inside. Every man carries with him a woman inside. Every woman carries with her a man inside. What in China they say, the principle of yin-yang, plus-minus, like that. Indifferently they have described, male-female, positive, negative energies, like that. In many ways they have given it. There are very few people who are able to find their own self, to realize the self and experience the divine. Simply through their own analysis. There have been people in the history of mankind, there are, but very few. In most of the cases, there happens to be a requirement of the opposite sex to know one's own self. The mistake that happens generally is this, that when we come in contact with the opposite sex, we come in contact for enjoying her or him. That is the greatest mistake. The contact should be used not for enjoying, but for knowing your own self. What happens when the two persons sincerely come closer to each other? By the nearness of the opposite sex, certain waves start happening in the physical body, in the subtle body of the individual, known as attraction or whatever it is, name may be given. At that time, most of the people just go to the opposite sex, embrace, and that then indulge in sexual activity and all that. Those who want to transcend, the path is, when it starts, instead of seeing another person's beauty and appreciating another person's physique, have the insight to see what is happening in you. How thoughts and desires and emotions are coming up. See them. Because I told you that day, in our existence, there are two elements. One that is seen, another that is the seer. We should see what is happening in me at this time. There is freedom. If somebody wants to have sexual pleasure, one can enjoy. But voluntarily one does not enjoy, and one wants to see what is happening in me. This is the method. By that, the seer, the observer, would sometime find out it is stronger than the observed, than the seen. And in this way, self-control will come. And in this process, many impressions accumulated in this life and in earlier lives in the subtle body will go away. Whatever is seen becomes weak. There is the division between the subject and the object. The object is seen, the subject sees, the seer sees. If the subject, the seer, is overpowered by the seen, by the object, the subject, the individual, becomes weak. If the observer, that is the subject, is not overpowered by the seen, stays as such, as an observer, then the observed thing, the wave, the thought, the emotion, it starts getting, melting away. It starts becoming weak and weak. And a time will come, you will be there in your own dignity without being affected. Thus, the detached observer, more nearer to your own self. This is the purpose. And this relationship between husband and wife, very pious, very pious. It should be respected very much. It is not a relationship just for physical pleasure. What many times I call as love, the culmination of evolution, comes into life after a long period of married life. Not necessarily always, it can come into life even before, without marriage. There have been cases, so many cases. The question is, how this inner thing can develop? These are all institutions for that. So something I have tried to explain to you today about this relationship. Nothing bad, nothing wrong in it when the aim is the same, self-realization. And it is an individual matter whether somebody needs it, somebody may not need it. It's not necessary. And as you know, this highest and the only aim of human life, self-realization, is the same for both male and female. It makes no difference. So far only romance is happening. Much development in spirituality is not possible. Though romance is also a part of human life, but one has to go beyond it. Flirtation, of course, not at all required. Today here, tomorrow there. In the morning with one person, in the afternoon, second, third, in the evening. It won't help. It will degrade. It degrades. There are many deeper things which is not possible to express in such a short time. When the male and female meet, many things happen in their personalities. The electromagnetic waves of two different personalities cross with each other. New things develop. Therefore, one should avoid changing partners as much as possible. The satisfaction will never come from another person. The satisfaction will come from your inside. One may go on changing, thinking, or the next partner or the next person will be more suitable. Nobody is going to be suitable. Because you are seeking peace out of your own self. The very direction of search is wrong. So spirituality is not against marriage or having children. No, nothing like that. And it's not a question what happened in the past. It's a question of starting from today. The day you understood the thing, start from there. things will change.